Football's finally here, and Walmart's got everything you need for a winning season, all at amazing low prices. Score big at tailgates and football parties with all your favorite game-time foods, like delicious Red Baron multi-serve pizzas on rollback for just $2.98, and freschetta pizzas for just $4.98. With savings like these, you'll be the MVP of the party all season long. So take your weekend into overtime. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Passos, an internet radio program conducted by Dr. Damian Goldberg from Los Angeles, California. Damian invites you once a week to share this space to reflect on your work life. How can we achieve results, satisfaction and well-being at work? How can we find balance between our work and personal life? Prepare for challenging dialogue with Dr. Damian Goldberg and his guests, who are thought leaders from all over the world.
Hi, this is Damian Goldberg, and today from Los Angeles, California, we welcome you to our program. Pasos means steps in English, and we focus on well-being at work. What are the steps that we need to take to bring well-being, satisfaction to our workplaces? And every week we have a guest from different parts of the world, and today we're very lucky to have with us my colleague and friend Michelle Roy from Calgary, Canada. Michelle Roy is a professional certified coach, and for more than 15 years, she has been working as a coach with teams, with leaders, and also is a mentor coach, and we just finished a coaching supervisory training together, so we became certified together this year. And she also is a yoga instructor, and she integrates all of her work in yoga to her work. So I want to welcome Michelle to our program today. Michelle, welcome. How are you today?
Great. Thank you, Damian. Thank you for that great introduction. I appreciate it. It's great to be here with you today and all your listeners.
Great. It's really a pleasure having you with us. And, you know, one of the reasons when we were talking about planning the program for today, the people who are listening to us are coaches, are managers, people working in organizations, people interested in bringing well-being and satisfaction to their work. And we were talking about how do you do some of the work in terms of integrating yoga and some practices that include the mind, the spirit, the body in the work that you do. So I am curious, how did you start doing this integration?
Yes, a great question. Thank you, Damian. Leadership today and executives or leaders in any organization are really craving a sense of well-being and meaning and purpose in their work. They're pulled in all sorts of directions. A lot of them on overwhelm. A lot of them are not taking, they're working long hours, they're not taking care of their health as much as they would like to. They're fatigued. There's a lot of tiredness and fatigue in the workplace. And, you know, some people are not feeling like they're at their best. And this is where yoga and the principles of yoga, bringing contentment to life, stilling the mind, bringing an evenness in consciousness, a sense of well-being, and doing that, we can do that in many ways in yoga, and I do it through mindfulness and body awareness. I do it through meditation, even sitting with the executive and just having them stop and to pay attention to their breathing in a very simple, effortless way, just having them sit there, even inviting them to close their eyes, pay attention to their breath, be in their bodies, because there is so much in their conceptual mind, visioning, getting on to the next thing that needs to be done, bringing their team focused on the next project, and just be able to stop and paying attention to the now in their body, in their mind, and realizing that their essential self. Because as a coach, I'm able to facilitate inward direction. You know, awareness is not just being aware of things. There's also the awareness that we are. And yoga really does point and put our attention on the awareness that we innately have within us. Because we often think of awareness as outside of ourselves, something that we're looking at, something that we're paying attention to. But awareness can be just that quiet, essential nature, that light, actually. There's a lightness of being in it that we can come back to. And just by closing the eyes and being present to our breathing, we come back to that essential nature. And that's one of the ways that I bring yoga right into the offices of the executives I work with.
That sounds really interesting. And you know, Michelle, today I have a very hectic, stressful day because I'm leaving tomorrow in a trip to Europe for 3 weeks. And then I'm coming back to Los Angeles for 2 days. And then I'm leaving to Asia for 2 weeks. So I will not be around really for 5 weeks. And so I'm doing the work of my regular work, plus probably an extra week of work in a couple of days. And just listening to your voice was so great. You have such a nice voice. I can see how your clients can benefit from just listening to you.
Well, thank you, Damien. Yeah, they want that experience. They want to be just to stop and be present to themselves. And there's an opportunity to do that in coaching. You can take time. I take time at the front end of every coaching session to just bring the client, the executive or the leader, into the room because they're often just thinking of the next thing they have to do. And just it's a simple reverse of attention from looking outward to looking inward and building that habit of you know, our power is really from going within. And using our attention effectively. And
what is something that you said, Michelle, that I do think is very important, is that small things make a big difference. We sometimes think we need to do these big things to take care of ourselves, and sometimes these very, very small things can make a huge difference in who we are being and how we are experiencing our work.
Yeah. You know, it's really critical for, I hear what you're saying, Adrian, and I totally agree. I think it's really critical that organizations are nurturing leaders in this way, especially the emerging leaders that are coming up, because they're going to be faced with many challenges. There's so many of the older generation, the senior leaders that are ready to retire. The statistics are amazing of how much of that intellectual property in organizations is walking out the door because of retirement or transitions. And the younger emerging leaders need to be really vigilant in taking care of themselves in order to meet the challenges that they're going to have to face. Because the emerging leaders are really going to be facing some challenges. Some of them aren't even ready to take on those leadership positions, but they're being encouraged to take them on because those senior leaders are leaving and those positions need to be filled. So there's many challenges for leaders and organizations looking ahead because of this attrition, people leaving organizations because they're ready to retire or it's time for them to transition out of their jobs and into something else, transitioning. And the young leaders need to be very conscious early on that their well-being matters. Many of their decisions are based on their good decisions. In order for leaders to make good decisions, they need to have that level, that reference point within themselves, that reserve, so they can remain resourceful while they're leading and not be, you know, hyped up on coffee. I know a lot of leaders that, you know, their habits are that they're sort of jacked up on coffee. They're always on the go. There's never time to stop. They're in this frenetic state. And to make good decisions in that state, you can't do it. You need to come back and return to self and have a sense of contentment and well-being in order to make really good decisions.
It's interesting that in the last 2 days, I personally experienced that stress of having a lot to do and then not sleeping well at night because of the stress of everything that I had to do between the 2 days. And then I was reflecting, and I sit for a minute and I thought, you know, this is not my regular way of being and working. And then I realized many people live their life like this.
Yes.
Not stopping, just too concerned, so much going on, the feeling that not enough time is enough to complete everything that needs to be done. As a result of that, not being able to sleep well. And then I thought, wow, you know, like I can relate, you know, when I went through these 2 last days that I was sharing, that I was doing the work of a few days, how many people had to do that, sometimes because they are short in resources, so people find themselves doing their jobs on somebody else's jobs, or many times the expectations from the organizations are not very realistic. So I don't know if you have observed that, but there are 2 paradigms, like one paradigm in the organization that is telling people you need to take care of yourself, you need to do whatever you need to do, but then there is this other paradigm about productivity, that you need to be productive, that you need to get results no matter what, and particularly with the youth, that they give these opportunities, they need to prove themselves, so it's even tougher for them.
Yeah, it's they're pulled in different directions. There's a sense of conflicting message there. And I'm not sure if there's not a place where they can meet in the middle, where being in touch with your purpose and the significance of your work, the meaning of your work, can't also, once you've done that, make you more productive. It's our disengagement with our heart's desire, or our dismissing our heart's desire, is what actually impedes productivity. To some sense, in some ways, we think they're different, but if we have them meet in the middle, it doesn't have to be different. It's just that in organizations, they often have, you know, they have bigger agendas. That are different than what the executive, sometimes executives need to compromise their own longings and their own desires and their own purpose in order to fulfill the desires and the goals of the organization. And if there was more alignment, you know, if executives were really feeling that their contribution was meaningful and was in alignment with their purpose and in alignment with what the organization wants to achieve, then people would be in their flow, and their flow would represent also what the organization was wanting, is wanting. I'm not sure if they're different, you know.
I am curious, based on your experience, what have you seen when organizations are effective in taking care of the well-being of their leaders? What kind of things have been happening based on when you work?
I've been in some organizations that actually have a room. They call it a wellness room, and actually anybody can go there. They have comfortable chairs. They have soft lighting. They have you know, the chairs that, you know, you can put your feet up, so you can actually have a little rest. And I think that's innovative. For having a quiet room where, you know, no one is allowed to talk and you've got a place to be comfortable and take a 10-minute nap or a 10-minute meditation. And to have this a quiet room, I've been in organizations where they have 2 of these in their whole building so that everyone, you know, people can access them. And they are used. Now, I think that's very innovative. You know, it's showing that, okay, we do care that you get some rest, that you do take some time out, that you're able to regroup. So that's a great message for organizations to be, you know, visibly telling their folks by providing the space for the folks to meditate or to rest or to just take a break from their work. I think that's one thing I've seen. Another thing I've seen is where organizations are actually supporting their employees by bringing in people to teach even 10-15 minute movement workshops, just for 10 or 15 minutes. So getting people out of their chairs, and on every floor they have people that come in and they teach exercises, you know, standing, you don't have to change your clothes or anything, but just to get moving and using your body. So that's another great thing I've seen. And also there's expense accounts for executives to, you know, participate in their local gyms. So they get an expense account for that. Or they're encouraged to go to exercise and move their bodies. They're saying, I don't know if you've heard this, Damien, but they're saying that the new smoking is the sitting that we're doing all the time. It's the new risk to health is this, that we're sitting too much. And that even if you exercise after work for even an hour, it's still not good enough. It's, you've got to get up every 15, 25 minutes and move around because the body's not made to sit for long periods of time. And they're seeing some real health problems due to this, all this sitting that we're doing.
Interesting. I have not heard that before, yeah. But it makes completely sense to me.
Yeah. So organizations that are addressing that and are focusing on their folks and being as effective and using their bodies, giving their minds a chance to rest, even during work hours, I think that's hopefully changing the culture. But you're absolutely right. There's some cultures out there in organizations that are, they're thinking they're being productive by working long hours and, you know, pushing the envelope. You know, everything's a push. Everyone's on deadline. And they're thinking that's being productive. But the research shows that's not productive. You know, you become less effective after 8 hours of work. So pushing to 16 or 12 hours of work is really not making anybody more effective. It's impacting their health, yes, but it's not making people more productive. It's causing accidents. You know, it's making people make mistakes.
Yeah.
So even cultures out there in organizations, I work in a lot in the oil and gas industry, cultures with high safety records, or high safety messages, excuse me, you know, where safety is first, you know, their top value is safety. There's still people dying in there and being injured and are dying in the workplace. So, you know, that's discouraging. That's demoralizing for a lot of people that work there where the message is safety first. There's people dying. I think this year we've had 3 deaths in one of the oil and gas companies up here, and their message is safety first. It's because people, they're thinking productivity is this, you know, pushing people for deadlines. People come to work fatigued. The statistics on people coming to work who are taking drugs, you know, like allopathic medicine, so antidepressants is huge. All those things are affecting people's thinking, people's actions, people's relationships. So a sense of well-being is really critical. And it starts with self first. It starts with going within and building one's awareness of what does well-being feel like to me, in my own body, mind, and spirit.
Any suggestions of any ideas based on what you, well, for example, you already talked about a couple of things that people can start doing right away after listening to our program, such as paying attention to how long you are sitting,
yeah,
and maybe taking break of sitting and go and walk and stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Some places would not have a room where they can go, people can
rest.
I know,
that's very innovative,
But there are other things that can be done. You cannot go into a quiet room, but maybe you can leave for lunch and get your break for lunch. I mean, sometimes people think, okay, if I don't take my break for lunch, I'm showing that I am a good employee. But if you're going to be much more productive, if you take your break and take your time to relax and recharge batteries for a few minutes. Like, for example, I have a home office. What I love to do is to get a nap. I cannot do it all the time. But it's in my plans. Whenever I can, I do it. Like a way to get a break in,
that's great,
in my activities.
How do you feel after you've had your break?
Oh my God, it feels so good. It's like you recharge batteries. You feel
you're recharged. You're ready to go. Yeah,
so I don't feel guilty. I never, you know, Michelle, I never feel guilty for my naps. Like sometimes people feel, okay, that's not possible. But the nap is like a metaphor. It can be anything for anybody that is about taking care of ourselves and doing something that may seem that is not productive or wasting our time or not efficient. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, like I know people who work in offices that they can take a break and maybe they're not far from a park where they can go and just go to the park and have a picnic at lunchtime or go for a walk around the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even as a coach, sometimes I've done that with my clients. Let's not meet in the office. Let's go for a walk. It's a beautiful day today. Let's go for a walk. And so even using some coaching time to give them that experience and have them reflect on that experience after. You know, how do you feel after you've done that? You know, what do you feel ready to do? So asking some of those questions and having them reflect on their experience. Reflect on, I call that mini vacations, but actually just pushing yourself away from the desk, going for a walk, or even standing up and just looking out the window if you happen to have a window in your office. And take a mini vacation. You know, think of a time when you've really been enjoying something and bring your memory back there. You know, the brain doesn't know the difference between an imagination and a reality. If you bring yourself into a beautiful thinking, a beautiful space in your thinking, or being positive about something you've done before, a happy memory, your body responds to that as if you were really doing it. So I call that mini vacations. Inviting your clients. Yeah, so you can even invite your clients into visioning with you. And I've done that as well, is just, you know, get them into their bodies and into their breath, and then ask them to go to one of their favorite places in their mind. And what do they see there? And you bring all their senses into it. You know, what do you smell there? Are you in a place where it's a beautiful forest? And, you know, have them tell you where they love to be and bring it alive for them with your questions. You know, what do you see there? What do you smell? What are you doing? Where are you sitting or standing? Are you in a boat? Are you walking in the woods? And just doing a little mini vacation for them will help also their body respond and get into a relaxation response. And so they can, and then as a coach, you can reflect on that experience with them. You know, how does your body feel now after doing that? What's your sense of your energy now after you've done that mini vacation or that visualization? And, you know, I also take breaks, Damien, at home office. I live right next to a park in Calgary, and it's a beautiful park, and I love to walk in the forest there. And I really just empty my mind, and I just look around at the trees and just notice what my senses are taking in and put my worries or my goals or my next thing to do on my to-do list aside, and I just be within the environment and with the trees, the birds, the rivers, even just my steps walking through the forest. And that really brings me to a place of contentment for myself. And I think just being in the moment in whatever you're doing is a great practice. And it really is the basis of yoga practice, that idea of just being in the present moment. It starts with your breath, for sure, but you can invite your mind into that experience as well by thinking of something and contemplating something that you truly love, that you truly enjoy. And it doesn't have to take a long time. You can do it in your office, just 5 or 10 minutes, and it will rejuvenate you, and just making a daily habit. It's valuing ourselves. Yeah, it's that idea of valuing ourselves, not just what we do, but valuing ourselves for who we are, for being present in our own life.
And one more thing that I do think it's important, Michelle, is we're talking about mind, body, spirit, is paying attention to our body. Because our body may be talking to us we may not be paying attention to.
Yeah.
From being sitting so many hours, from not eating well, not drinking enough water, not doing, you know, if our body is telling us something, is paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah, and not being distracted, eh? It's that idea of being present to what's happening now in our body and listening to those. That's why a practice like a meditation or a centering practice is so good, because we're getting those messages all the time, Damien, and we override them. We override them with our to-do list, or we override them by pushing them down and not listening to them, or we override them because we think that the next thing, best thing to do is our to-do list and not pay attention to what's going on right in our own bodies. So silencing the mind, which is the basis of yoga as well, is stilling the mind, and so that it can hear those subtler messages that the body, not only the body, but our environment is telling us. Our body, our mind, our environment, that's all connected. And we're getting information all the time from all those parts of our lives. And if we're not present to it, or I'm sure I've had the experience myself where I have a message or I have some information coming through my body and it's saying something like, just move slower, you know, no need to rush. And I override it. And invariably something happens if I override it. You know, I forget my keys, or I might leave something at home, or I might drop something. You know, not paying attention takes us away from a feeling of contentment. And, you know, leaders really need to have that sense of wellness in order to know that, that they're being true to themselves, and that they're there for themselves so that they can be there for the members of their team. Unless we give it to ourselves, we really can't give it to someone else. We can't give that attention. If we're not giving attention to ourselves, we really can't be listening and giving attention to the members of our team. You know, that deep presence, that listening with presence, and to feel that people are connected. The leaders have that capacity to connect people through their presence and their ability to listen deeply to what their team members are saying. It's a practice, though. And it first
Michelle,
starts
I
with
think
the
that,
leader. Yeah.
I think that Go this ahead. Is what I think what you shared today is very relevant and important to people. And if they want to learn more about what the work that you do, I think that you share with me, you have a website specifically about the work that you integrate with yoga. So if people want to get to that website, how they can do that?
It's at www.gowithin.ca. Gowithin.ca.
Okay,
and there's some information there about what I do, some of the methods I use, and just some contact information as well. Thank you, Damien.
If people want to also reach you in terms of your all of the executive leadership training, coaching that you do, how they can reach you for that kind of work?
Just going to LinkedIn is best. My LinkedIn, it's kind of long. I don't know if I can tell you it all, but just LinkedIn to Michelle Roy in Calgary, and I'll come up.
Okay, great.
I'm on LinkedIn. Yeah, Michelle Roy, so it's one L and an E. Yeah. M-I-C-H-E-L-E.
Well, I want to thank you. It was great having you today with us, and you share very important information. I think we shared some good ideas for people to take care of their body, mind, spirit.
Thank you.
It was really nice learning from you, listening to you, and I hope that you come back to our program in the future.
Thank you, Damien. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about wellness for leaders and organizations and integrate yoga, some of the principles of yoga today. It was a real pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for being with us, and for people who are listening, thank you for being with us today. If you want to share this link with your colleagues, with your friends, you can find the link in my website, the Goldberg Consulting Group, or in my social media, in LinkedIn to Damien Goldberg, or in the fans page of Facebook, the Goldberg Consulting Group. Thank you very much for joining us, and we hope to connect with you again next week.
This is the end of Pasos, conducted by Dr. Damien Goldberg. Thanks for sharing this program with us today. We hope you find today's conversation challenging and stimulating. You can download this program and share with your colleagues in our website.